Good morning and welcome to the bathroom. This is about weddings, and no one gets married in Connemara in Ireland without expecting rain. You know, you'd be living in Plod Cuckoo Land when you were planning your wedding, you thought, oh, we'll get a fine day. You know, in lots of other places you can be certain of sunshine, but the one place that you can't be certain of sunshine and where you can be fairly certain of rain is the west of Ireland. And Connemara in particular is not a dry spot. The rain comes sweeping in clouds from the Atlantic, hits the, rises a bit, chills out and drops it right down on top of you, and you can have it there all day. So that's where I'm going. I'm going to a wedding. And I'm expecting rain, and I'm sure the bridegroom and the bride and the father of the bride and the mother of the bride and the uncle of the bride and the aunt of the bride will all be expecting rain. The poor things. God, I think it must be tough, actually. But I'm sure everything has been planned for. I remember when I got married the first time, it never crossed my mind that my father had died by that time. And he died in 1979, my dad did. May he rest in peace. But it never crossed my mind to ask my mother if she'd like to invite anybody to the wedding. Just never crossed my mind. I thought at the time that weddings were just for the people getting married, and they invited who they wanted. But I had a certain concept of a wedding at the time. I wasn't the only person who did it, but we made our own food and we held the reception in an apartment or a flat in the East End of London. I remember roasting two whole salmons, and that was the main bit of food, was two large cold salmons. Well, there was lots of other things as well, and many of the people who came to the wedding brought food. So it was a different era, right? It was a different era. I was a different person, and I was getting married to a different woman. Anyway, that's a digression, really. But the point about it is about inviting friends of your father or mother to your wedding. And because I'm a friend of the father of the girl getting married. And in fact, so much of a friend that from a very early age, well, let's say conservatively 6 or 7, I don't think that there was ever a week when I didn't spend time with him, the father of the bride, on every single Monday to Friday. In other words, we went to the same school together. So, you know, we spent the whole of our school years seeing each other Monday to Friday, which is more often than I've spent, more days than I've spent with all of my wives. So it's a lot of time to spend with somebody, an old school friend. So it is actually a strange feeling to be going to the wedding of his daughter. And then if you add in the complication or added satisfaction that I know the mother of the bride too, and I met the mother of the bride when I started another level of education, when I went to university, and I spent time with her very frequently. So, you know, it's a strange old feeling getting dressed today to go off into the rain. Lots and lots of rich memories, and I don't really know. Well, I don't know really about it. I've never met the man that was getting married, and I have only hardly ever in my life met the girl getting married. But there might be some old friends of mine, some old people I haven't seen for a very long time at this wedding. You never know who might be there. In fact, to be quite clear, I'm not actually going to the wedding. I'm going to the wedding party. because I didn't obviously didn't make the cut into the actual main seeing the or hearing the I do being said, but there's going to be a party, and I'm really looking forward to that.